Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 19th of March of the year 2020, and celebrations today include Let's Laugh Day and National Poultry Day, so do what you can to find a chicken crossing the road joke that's actually hilarious. A big ask, but all the best celebrations involve sacrifice. Your guest today is a favourite on the podcast, and often off in the Americas, but here currently today in the studio with me, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I'm back from the Americas. I like it being described as that. It makes it sound like I discovered it.
The marginally United States.
Yeah, I'm like Christopher Columbus, but, you know.
Less murdery.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah. Slightly less murdery than Christopher Columbus.
And coming up today, Tiff will bring us all the latest news from the Japan Cherry Blossom Festival. But first, some headlines. In the news today, a judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia ruled last Sunday that President Trump's appointment of Ken Cuccinelli as acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director violated the Federal Vacancies Reform Act. Authorities are anticipated to do absolutely f*** all in response, further crossing the clear whose line is it anyway in world politics that all of the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Might is right, wealth entitles you to health, and justice is both blind and not very good at defending herself. Also, Disney's planned launch next week into the European streaming landscape has been cancelled, with a glitzy event to promote Disney Plus being pulled by the company over coronavirus fears. As an attempt to engage with the problem head-on and still take its share of the Euro Disney market, not to be confused with the Euro Disney theme park market, Disney plans to release a limited edition download of all its major titles with bonus scenes of the lead characters practicing good hygiene. And a list of safest virus jobs has been released, with, top of the list, football mascots, where employees are securely contained in a hermetically sealed improbably biped animal suit and safe from airborne particles, if not from ritual humiliation. Also on the list, gas mask model, glove manufacturer, and people who work in faulty nuclear plants. And that is your headlines for today. And now it's time for your ad section. The perception that a product is successful enough to afford advertising is often all it takes to sell that product to the more gullible consumer. And that's you today, listener. Please tweet or Instagram your favourite Last Post ad to producer Chris or me at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, because if these ads don't work, we don't eat. Do you feel fine right now? What about the future? Set yourself up for a better tomorrow by drinking half a glass of water right now. Half a glass of water, it's an investment in the future. Beats a warm cup of mayonnaise 93 times out of 100, and those 7 are all a burger. Half a Glass of Water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Investment Water Bank of the Water War Future. Please consult your bladder for recommended pre-bed dosage and adjust according to need. Sign up for Disney Plus today and get the limited edition download Pandemic Edition delivered right through your television into your eyes. All your favourite Disney titles with bonus scenes of the lead characters practising good hygiene, including The Little Mermaid. I don't want to be where the people are. I want to be one to be hygienic. Aladdin. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last wash your princess hands? A whole new world. Don't you dare touch your eyes. The Lion King. Can you feel the love tonight? Open brackets through your gloves, close brackets. With all the golden oldies. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's work from home we go. Disney Limited Edition Pandemic Special. It's so good that 70% of the population will probably succumb. Disney Limited Edition Pandemic Special. Catch yours today. Imagine going swimming and never worrying about whether your goggles are going to fall off. This could be you with fully integrated face lens surgery at the Better Future Better Faces Clinic. We provide the best, most specific and most futuristic facial enhancement surgeries, from extra brow implantations for when one set of eyebrows isn't enough to express your skepticism, to extendable teeth, to our best-selling goggle eyes integrated face lens surgery to turn your face from human to you, man. The Better Future Better Faces Clinic. You don't need this, but you know you want it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Tiff Stevenson, you've got all the cherry blossom news out of the land of the rising sun. Tell us more.
Well, Japan are cancelling the cherry blossom festival over coronavirus fears. So women around the world, I think, are breathing a sigh of relief as they know how hard it is to compete with natural beauty. I don't know if you've ever felt this, Alice, but I remember once being in Norway, stood next to a fjord and thinking, this fjord makes me look fat. I know it does. So if I can't compete with that, I can't compete with Sakura. It makes my complexion look all red. You know, I don't have the silky elegance of the cherry blossom. And I think now they're saying that coronavirus is going to take out as many events as it is taking out people, because they're talking about cancelling the Olympics. And pretty soon, I think I'm going to be live streaming gigs from my bedroom. And you can just send your heckles in.
I mean, you don't do that already?
Yeah. Yeah, I should be. I should be live streaming more gigs. Yeah, you can heckle me. You can come online. We can do that.
Turning a Twitch stream into a bitch stream.
I think we should just let the cherry blossom events happen and everyone can wear like cute cherry blossom face masks. And that would sort of blend in. I think if you want everyone in Japan to panic less about coronavirus, you just need to give it to Hello Kitty and then put out some cute little Corona Kitty merch. I mean, Kitty technically doesn't have a mouth. So she probably caught the virus anally. Oh, look, there she is shitting out her lung and giving it to her sister, Mimi.
Adult family show, Tiff.
Adult family show. You have a Corona Kitty lunchbox where you're unable to hold down any of the contents. Because they have said that is one of the effects now. And Corona Kitty's on lockdown, but here are five fun, crafty things to do whilst you're in quarantine.
Hey!
But yes, that's one of the lesser known symptoms of coronavirus. They're saying that there are GI symptoms as well, because people are thinking, I mean, we can be a public information service here, Alice.
Yes.
People are thinking it's mainly respiratory, lung problems and kind of like similar to pneumonia, but it's actually, there's GI, you know, you've had gastro, haven't you?
Oh boy, have I.
So, you know, tell the listeners what to expect.
I mean, it's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, it does give you hope for the future in a way, because, you know, there's nothing more hopeful than imagining the day where you're not constantly in danger of being betrayed by your own butthole.
It's like hangover euphoria, right? You know that feeling where you get like, you feel a little bit better from a hangover and you're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not dying.
No, see, I don't drink.
Ah, okay.
But I do shit myself.
You do drink, Alice. You drink half a glass of water.
I do.
That gets you high enough. But there is a point, if you drink alcohol, those listening will know this, that there is a point where if you've been being sick and you're incredibly hungover, that you actually come around and go, oh, I feel, oh my God, I'm so happy to be alive. I'm so happy to just not be feeling how I felt 15 minutes ago, I think is what the euphoria is.
So is this a pitch for everyone getting coronavirus so the ones who survive feel better afterwards?
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I don't feel like that anymore. I think, yeah. Actually, I did think this. I've been sort of contemplating this on a low key. I think it's why Americans don't drink as much alcohol as we do here in the UK, because they can't afford the drink-related injuries. Because when I think about how many I've had, I'm like, I'm very free and easy. Like, I snapped ligaments in my ankle once, just fell over in my bathroom and woke up about 3 hours later going, oh yeah, that will need to go to the hospital.
Oh no.
And so a lot of Americans, I think, are like, you know, they give up drink, and they all seem to give it up very early and very young. But I think they've probably wisely realised that without healthcare, those drink-related injuries are probably not the best. I'm advocating for some bad shit here, I think. I feel like. I'm not advocating, I'm just saying it happened.
I mean, you are an influencer, Tish.
I am an influencer. I'm technically on Instagram a micro-influencer, which is a fine term for Instagram, but I think if you say it to a guy, he's probably going to get quite upset if you refer to him as a micro-influencer. Speaking of which, you can follow me on Instagram, Tiff Stevenson Comic.
Do it. I dare you to. And that is all for your top story today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. This one says, Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Tiff, having succumbed to the repetitive nature of your advertisements, passive-aggressive out of the gate there, I resolved to try half a glass of water. Unfortunately, when I poured it, the water just splashed out of where the other half of the glass used to be. Do you take me for a moron? Sincerely, Wet Pants.
Do they already have half a glass of water?
I think the implicit visual joke is that he cut the water glass vertically and then filled it to the brim.
Ah.
Lol.
Right.
Well, if you're not sure how a half glass works, I'm afraid I can't help you. But good luck in your pursuit of finding how things work.
How many gulps is half a glass, do we think?
Depends how big your mouth is.
Have the board worked this out? I think there should be a standard. Like 6 gulps, I feel like, is half a glass of water.
Oh, no, man. Half a glass of water is a state of mind.
Right. Okay. Like New York. Is it a state of mind? So good they named it twice. Half a glass of water, half a glass of water. I feel 6 gulps. I'm saying gulps, not sips. Mm. If it was sips, I'd say about 20.
Yeah, well, again.
6 gulps.
Depends how ladylike your mouth is, too.
Oh, it's nowhere near ladylike. It is a gulf of, what's the opposite of ladylike? Basic, masculine, whole. I feel very sorry about what I said about Hello Kitty.
You've ruined some childhoods today, Tiff, and you should be proud of yourself or ashamed of yourself in equal measure.
Why doesn't she have a mouth, though? It's because they said it's because she speaks from her heart. But I think it's because she's
upsetting.
A woman. I think it's because she's a woman. They don't want her to speak.
And that is all we have time for today. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by emailing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your brilliant guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, sure. Go on my Twitter, at Tiff Stevenson. I put jokes on there.
It's a good Twitter.
It's a good Twitter.
I recommend it. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this program is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we often say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
OK.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.